the first shot in the Gemara that half of the Rishonim understood, that the din of Echshel Usachtoi Os, the Machlokes HaTanoim, the Echshel Usachtoi Os or Amuter, is, it's assumed that it's a Machlokes on the level of Deraisa, Alpi Pashtus. That's the way it says in Yerudeh. We pass an Echshel Usachtoi Os, so we assume it's a din Deraisa. And so machlokes on the level of deraisa. Is there such a rule that when something becomes macholos asuros min haTorah, it cannot lose its iser? It may not necessarily be identical with the machlokes harishayin by treifa chazeres lachsher. It could be that there's more room to say over there lahachmir, because it's a diseased animal. It can't be healed. There's more room to say lahakal over there because the disease can be healed. But it's along similar to that issue. The treifa nu chazeres lachsher along those lines. So if you say it like that, then the machlokes efshel usachta os amuta only applies to basa b'cholov, because b'shari surim efshel afrida for sure is muta. So you can't. And if you'll say efshel usachta is asa, because once it's asa, remains asa, so efshel afrida will also be asa. So this was one mahalach that the Rishonim had. Then you look in Shulchan Aruch, half of the Rishonim do not agree. Half of the Rishonim say that efshel afrida is muta by basa b'cholov. So they deny that there's such a rule, that once something was declared as macholos hasuris, zeinu chozer l'heter. It's not true. Something can be macholos hasuris, it is chozer l'heter. So the whole interpretation that we had in the machlokes harishonim regarding bishul akum, whether if a nochri cooked it shlish bishula, and then Yisrael continues to cook it, whether it's chozer l'heter or not. So the assumption was, the premise was, if it would have been macholos asuros, everyone would have agreed that once it's nesa, it remains asa. It's enochozer, treif enochozeres nachshera. And the machlokes harishonim by bishulakim was, what's the nature of the isa bishulakim? Is it an isa? Did they declare it as macholos asuros from the rabbanon? Or did they say it's an isa hiskarvus? So according to this second mahalach that we're going to explain now, that's not true. There never was such a rule at all, that once something is declared as macholos asuros, it cannot be chozel hater. Can be chozel, even the basa b'cholov is chozel hater. Efshel afrida would be muta by basa b'cholov. So what's efshel usachta asa? It's a different din. What's the din? Machlokes hatanaim. What's the machlokes hatanaim? And rov harishonim paskan efshel usachta asa. It's a different halacha. That ain't bitul ela mitchilos hatarubis. That if mitchilos hatarubis, we didn't have any shishim, and now there was a tarubis of milk in the meat. According to this pshat, ain't bitul ela mitchilos hatarubis, the machlokes hatanaim efshel usachta asa muta is not restricted only to basa b'cholov. It applies to all shari surim as well. If chazal shmaltz gets nivla into a chaticha of kosher meat, and you don't have shishim, so it hasn't seen as tam, so the whole meat, you're not allowed to eat it. And then I take this piece of meat and I cook it in a pot full of water, and the chazal shmaltz gets blended out, and now I do have shishim against it, but originally I didn't have shishim. So is there a rule that ain't bitul ela mitchilos hatarubis or not? So the machlokes hatanaim. Machlokes hatanaim is on the assumption that a treifa, a non-kosher piece of meat, is chozer l'hetero, can be chozer l'hetero, that doesn't pose a problem. And if it'll be efshel afrida, it'll be muter even by basa b'cholov. But the machlokes hatanaim is there such a rule that ein bitul ela mitchilos hatarubis? Now, l'chayre, if you're going to say ein bitul ela mitchilos hatarubis, so then for sure it applies to shari surim. Rashi writes twice in the sugya that efshel usachta asur, or my kasava, take a look at the Rashi on Kuf Ches Amid Aleph, Dimra Maschal my kasava, about seven lines from the bottom. My kasava, the Isa Shinibla Beheta, and Asa Motam, Asa Rechazar Bishal Aheta, he doesn't talk about Basa Becholah, he talks about Isa Shinibla Beheta. And then Rashi at the end, when he's summing everything up, when he gives you the Maskona on Daf Kuf Ches Amid Aleph before the Mishnah, he's reviewing, so he repeats again. Isa shenivla beheta. He doesn't breathe a word about basar becholov. Adarabba, the Gemara is beferish talking about basar becholov. Adarabba is problematic. How can you say efshel usachta asa by basar becholov because ain't bitul ela mitchilos hatarubis according to this second interpretation? The question is, by basar becholov, do you need bitul? If you have tipas cholov shenofla ala chaticho. The Mishnah Omer al Tipas Chav Shenofla Ala Chaticha, and Yesh Ba Menoisen Tam Ba Sa Chaticha Aser, Ein Ba Menoisen Tam Is Muta. Ein Ba Menoisen Tam Is Muta is based on Bittul, or you don't have to come on to Bittul. So that's a big Machlokes HaRishonim. the background for the machlekes harishanim is that there is a you have over here basar is kosher, cholov is kosher, and when you mix it together it becomes treif. What else do you have like that? Kloy hakerem, you have the tvua is kosher and the gefen is kosher, and when they grow together it becomes treif. And then you have kilayim, that tzemer alone and pishtim alone is mutter, that's not machalas asuris, but tzemer alone is mutter to wear clothing and pishtim alone is mutter, and when you have tzemer and pishtim joined together it becomes us. So there's a gemara in the end of Nida where the gemara talks about beged shava bo kilayim. I have a woolen garment and there's a chut of pishtim that was sewn in, so I know bevadai that a chut of pishtim was sewn in, and I don't remember where, and I'm trying to figure out where and I can't find it. So the gemara says you're not permitted to wear the beged. So Tosis is bothered with the kasha. Why don't you say that it's batel beroif? If you can't find the chut shel pishton, so say it's batel beroif. So Tosis, you can't say bitel beroif on het to behet. That's what Tosis claims. So the Rishonim ask if you can't. Tosis here says if you can't say bitel beroif on het to behet there, so why is tipas chol shenof lal al chaticha? Why if it's ein bab minois and tam? Why is it mutter? I bet there's no bitl beroiv if it's heta beheta. So Taisus and the Rosh give the answer that it's muta not because it's bottle, not because of bitl. You don't have to come on to the din of bitl. Derech bishul asra Torah, the Gemara says. Basa b'cholav is only asr if it's derech bishul. Derech bishul means it's nice and top. If the cholav does not succeed in giving the sinas top into the basar, so by definition it's not called derech bishul. So it's muta not because, not based on, if there's no tam cholov in the chatichas basar, it's mutter because there's not, doesn't get off the ground. The whole din of basar b'cholov doesn't get off the ground. That's what Taisus and the Rosh say. Rabbi Kivega has a tshuva that the Pesach tshuva in the end of Simin Pei Zayin alludes to. Tshuva's Rabbi Kivega Simin Rei Zayin, where he's working with the Taisus and the Rosh. He doesn't recognize that anybody disagrees. He's just working with that shita that by basar b'cholov it's not based on bitl at all. It's not based on bitl, so the whole second shot doesn't get off the ground. How can you say ein bitl ala mechilas hatarub? That would only make sense if Issa fell into heter. So you should only say efshel asach da'asa only by shari surim. It should not apply to basa b'cholov. By shari surim, you need bitl because you have Issa, so you need bitl. So you say it's not bitl unless it was there betchilas hatarub. But by basa b'cholov, you don't need bitl. Whenever it's any nice and time, it's not derech bishul. So I should say, Efshel Sachta should be mutter. No, the original din of Efshel Sachta is by Basa B'chalav. And in Yeridea, they assume that Efshel Sachta also by Basa B'chalav is a din deraisa. So if it's a din deraisa, and it's based on this hesber, that the ein bitul ele metchila sataru, is that's the biur, then it should apply minat Torah to Shari Surim as well. So it's difficult what they write in Yeridea. Epshel Sachta also by Basa B'cholav is a din deraisa. Epshel Sachta by Shari Surim is only a din deRabbanan. Why is it only a din deRabbanan? It should be Epshel Sachta also by Basa B'cholav is a chiddush that it applies, but that should apply to Shari Surim that we even understand better. Because Ein Bitul Al Metchilas Haturav is not the next step that you say, and therefore Chaticha Nasus Nebele Need Shishim Kenegad the whole Chaticha. So that doesn't necessarily follow B'Shari Surim. So chaticha nasis nevela bishari surim, that's the machlokes in Tosfos. That's the machlokes that the Tosfos on Daf Kuf Amid Beis, Rabbi Kivega points out on the Yeridea. The Tosfos on Kuf Amid Beis was bothered with Akasha. How are you going to do? Tosfos asked Akasha, whenever you do Hagola, so what do you accomplish? A treif of blia goes into the water. What's to prevent a treif of blia from going back into the pot? So Tosfos says, you're right. You have to wait till the kli is ein ben yomo. So the treif of bliya, so why do you have to kasha the pot? And then I tell you, you don't even have to kasha, because Eina ben yom is nice and tam legan, thus the kamagam is mutter. So the Gemara says in Leah's daf and Abed Zerg, Zer Eina ben yom, Ota ben yom. So if you wait till it's Eina ben yom, so I tell you, you don't have to kasha at all, mid the Rabbanan, you have to kasha, so when the bliya goes into the water, it comes back in, that's not a problem. What happened to the Zer Eina ben yom, Ota ben yom? It goes back in, so it's Vaita Eina ben yom. So Taisa says, no, the Gzera de Rabbonim is only instituted if the Tchilas Abliya was L'Shvach. If I cook treifus in the pot, and at that time it was nice and tam L'Shvach, and then it's sitting in the pot for more than 24 hours, so since the Tchilas Abliya was L'Shvach, so that's what they asked from the Rabbonim. But if I'm going to wait 25 hours, I'm going to do Hagola. So the treif Abliya is going to go into the water, then it's going to go back into the pot when I do Hagola. When it goes back into the pot the second time around, that Tchilas Abliya is L'Fgam, so there, whenever goes are even with the Rabban. Only if the Kli is still It was tray from 25 hours ago. I cooked chazer in the pot 25 hours ago, and I didn't kasher it since. So the tchilas ablia was lishvach. So that kind of an ena ben yom, and they made exer the rabban. But once I do a gola, and the blia goes out, then it goes back into tchilas ablia lefakam. So we never goes in with such a case. So that's what Tai says. You have to kasher kelim when it's ena ben yom. But in the chumash it talks about hagola. So in the chumash there was no exer ena ben yom ata ben yom. So the chumash is only talking liyosat Torah el kedera bas yoma. So how do you do a hagola on a kedera bas yoma? So Taisa says you have to have shishim in the water. So when the tray for bliya goes into the water, it's bottled with shishim. Then when it's chayz v'nivla back into the pot, it will have already been this bottled with shishim, so it will not make tray. So then Taisa asks the question, and what's going to be if you have a kedera gedoyla? I have a big gigantic tray for pot, and I want to kasher it when it's still a ben yomo, the chumash. Chumash is talking about kashering, doing hagol on a kli that's a ben yomo, and I can't find such a gigantic kli that's going to have shishim against the doifna hakli. So Tosha says, not a problem, you do hagola twice. The first time you do hagola, you'll have shloshim against, you won't have shishim, you have shloshim. So the tray for bliya goes into the water, goes back into the pot, but it only goes back if he cheshbon shebo. And then I pour out all the water became tray because I only had shloshim, and now I'll do a second hagola when it's still ben yomo. So I only have 1/30th of it is treif now, and I have shloshim in the water, so now it's going to be 30 times 30, I'll have shishim. So then Taisa says, but that teretz, you do hagola pamayim, do hagola, second time is only valid if you hold like the Rabbein Ephraim, that you don't say chaticha nas nevela b'shari surim, but if you hold like the Rabbein Tam, that you say chaticha nas nevela b'shari surim, so what's going to be? So how can you kasher a kli gadol? How can you kasher a kli gadol? So the whole kasher that Taisa is asking is only on the assumption, how does the Chumash say you kasher a kli gadol? How is it possible? So the whole kasha is based on the assumption that chaticha nas nevela b'shari surim of the Rabbein Tam is a din deraisa. We paskin that it's only a din of the Rabbanan. The Shach Niyodeh says that chaticha nas nevela b'shari surim is only a din of the Rabbanan. So Rabbi Kevega points out that this tesis is beferish bakir. The tesis they ask the kasha and daf kufa mebeis holds beferish that chaticha nas nevela b'shari surim is a din deraisa. Where did the Shach get it from that it's only the Rabbanan? That's our tesis on kuf chesam mebeis. The top Taisis writes beferish chaticha nas nevela b'shari surim is only midirabbanon. So that's midirabbanon. The fact that if I have treifus falls into shloshim and you don't have shishim against it, then you have to measure keneged the whole thing. You don't just have to measure keneged ha'isa shebo. You don't have to just measure kefi cheshbon shebo. You have to measure calculate shishim keneged the whole thing. That's only a chumer midirabbanon. We follow our Taisis. That's midirabbanon. That part of chaticha nasvel b'shari surim is only midirabbanan. But ef shel sochto asur, if ef shel sochto was asur by basa b'chala min ha-toira, and the pshat is not the way we said the first time, because treif einach hazeris lech sheira, once it's declared as macholas asuris, no. If you say like that mahalach, that then ef shel afrida would be asur by basa b'chala also. That was the mahalach we explained on Monday. But half of the Rishonim deny that. They hold ef shel afrida by basa b'chala is mutter. They're not gerus. They don't hold there is such a thing. Treif enuch hazeres lachshera. At least by shari surim, other than treif. There's no such klal. Macholas arsur is not chayz lachshera. So what's wrong? Efshel l'sochto. Why is it also? The answer is because ain't people alim chilos atarubis, and that's a din d'araisa. So that certainly applies to shari surim. By basa b'cholav, it's a question why it applies. Who says that you need bittel by basa b'cholav? So the Gemara is walking on the assumption that you do need bittel. That's a chiddush. That if you have basa and cholav together, and it's ain't a nice and tam, it's based on bittel. One could have argued the point and said it's not based on bittel. Rabbi Kevegan is true, but assumes like Taisus in the Rosh, that it's not based on bittel. So this pshat in the Gemara is behechriach, assuming not like the Taisus in the Rosh. The Yagude writes not like the Taisus in the Rosh. And that Taisus kasha. Taisus asks the kasha that the beged shava bokilayim, so you don't say bittel beroiv, so Taisus explains the reason why is because het to behet aloi bottle. So then Tais asks the kasha, so why is tipas chol v'shanofla la chaticha? If it's ain't babi nois and tam is bottle, why is it bottle? He should say het to behet aloi bottle. So when Taisus and the Rosh gave the teretz that Rabbi Kevega adopted, that over here it's muta without bittel, it's muta because ain't nois and tam is not derech bishul osa terah. So the Aguda gives a different teretz on that kasha. The Aguda was a Talmud of the Rosh. The Aguda says that klal of Taisus het to behet aloi bottle is only by yavish b'yavish. But here, since you're talking about lach b'lach, so we say there is bittel, that the nature of the bittel by yovish, by lach balach is totally different, and by lach balach is considered kemisha eino, So therefore, we would say that that even heter beheter is also a bottle. So that's this second pshat is working on that assumption. Ain bitalelem tchilas ataruvis. That's the pshat. And after the sachta also, so you're assuming that by basim b'chalav you do need bitul. If the tipas chalav does not succeed in giving tam, or did succeed in giving tam and now the tam disappears, so you're assuming that it's working on the principle of bitul. By shari sirim for sure it's a din of bitul. So if he say that by basim b'chalav it's a din derais, ain bitul alam mechilas ataruvis. It should be a din derais and by shari sirim also. But we assume is only with the rabbanim shari sirim that's Chaticha Nas Nevela, the next step, that's only the Rabbanan Bishari Surim, according to our Taisus, on Kuf Ches Amabes, according to the Taisus Kuf Amabes, that's also the Raisa, Hanan Bishari Surim. But according to our Taisus, it's not that everything by Shari Surim is the Rabbanan. Chaticha Nas Nevela is only the Rabbanan. That you need Shish and Kineged, the whole mixture, is only with the Rabbanan. But the fact that Ein Bitl El Metchila Sataru, that should be their Raisa. So it's a Pele, the way the Prima Godim writes there in Yeridea, that the whole din of Epshel Esach Da'asu B'Shari Surim, we all know it's only the Rabbanon. Who said we all know it's only the Rabbanon? Chaticha Nas Nevela B'Shari Surim is a Machlokes and Taisus, and that we paskin as the Rabbanon. But Epshel Esach Da'asu, that should be a din derais. Anyway, on this, according to this pshat, we're assuming that Epshel Esach Da'asu doesn't only apply to Basa B'Cholah, but applies to Shari Surim as well. Even according to Rabbein Ephraim, who denies Chaticha Nas Nevela B'Shari Surim, so he mentioned on Monday that the Shach points out there are two versions in the Shulchan Aruch proper. In the Mechaber proper, there's a stira. Mechaber holds like that. Ben Ephraim. So what does he say? Osa chaticha nisheres biyisura, or osa chaticha niteres. So we're working now on the assumption. Osa chaticha nisheres biyisura, because they beat the lele metchilas atarubis. And lechera, that should be a din deraisa. Should make a difference. Basa b'cholam shari sirim adarab. You should say that it should only apply to Shari Surim. You learned already the din of Nais and Tam Levgam, the Sugyas and Avodah Zarah. So in the Sugyas and Avodah Zarah, the Gemara, we paskin in Yeridah, Simakuv Gimel, when they quote the dinim, so it says that, let's say an Iser fell into Heter when it's hot and Chveis. So when this Iser falls into Heter when it's warm, when it's cooking, it's Nais and Tam the Shvach. It tastes very good. It makes it taste better. It improves the flavor. And then when it cools off and you serve the pudding in a cool state, then it's nice and tam levgam. It would have tasted better without the yisim. Sometimes you have it like that. Or you have the reverse. You pour it in when it's warm, it's nice and tam shvach, and later on it becomes nice and tam levgam. You have it in each direction. So we pass in the Shulchan Aruch that if it's hishbiach for the besof pogim, if it starts off that it's nice and tam l'shvach, and then later on it becomes nice and tam l'vgam, so we say that it's not mutter. Why is it not mutter? So the pashtus is that this is the reason why. If you hold that this is the pshat of epshel esach da'asu, because as a rule, ain bitul ela metchilas ataruvis, so if you have an isa fell into a heter, and it's first hishbiach, and then later on, l'besof pogim, when it becomes colder, when it becomes hot, it becomes l'vgam. So, but initially it was Ishbiach, so it wasn't bottle. So then you're going to say the bitl sets in 2 hours later when it cools off. So if this is a rule, possibly even a rule deraisa, that's why it's assumed the Yeridaya. Epshel Esach Da'asu is a rule deraisa. So it should be deraisa by Shari Surim also. Then bitl ela metchilas ataruv. So we understand very well why Ishbiach or the Besayf Poygame should be also. What if you hold the first pshat that we said on Monday, that there is no such klal, avein bitul al metchilas ataruvis, it's in ganzen a different klal, atreif ein chazeres lechshera. Once the thing becomes macholas asura, says cannot be chazer lehetera. But there is no rule of ein bitul al metchilas ataruvis. So why should one say that hishbiach al besayf poigim should be asur? What should be wrong if there is no such klal, ein bitul al metchilas ataruvis? Mistami, you have to give a different biur, that it's only called nice and tam levgam if a nisa falls into a heter and it's going to be levgam from the beginning to the end. It has to be pogim mitchila v'yatsof. But if it's not pogim mitchila v'yatsof, then it's not called levgam. If I know that when it's warm, it's levgam, and when it's cold, it's l'shvach, or when it's warm, it's l'shvach, when it's cold, it's levgam, and I'm going to change it. Now it's hot, and it's going to cool off later on. So you can say that by definition, that's the reason why it's also there, because by definition, it's only called levgam if it's pogim etchila v'yatsof. If you say that pshat, that's the reason why hishbiach l'besayf pogim is osur, not because ein bitul ala mitchila sataruvus, but rather because that's a definition of livgam. So then it should follow the other direction also. Let's say you mixed an iser into, says in Yeridaya, poigem v'le b'soif hishbiach. I mixed an iser into heter, and right nachveis I'm stirring it, and it's warm, and it's nice and tam levgam. And when it cools off, and I'll put it in the refrigerator, or in the freezer, whatever, then it's going to taste good. So it says in Yeridaya that poigem v'le b'soif hishbiach is also awesome. So there, there's a machlokes to shach and the pri chadosh. What does that mean? Poigem el besof hishbiach is also likishay hashbiach. A poigem el besof hishbiach is ready also now. Right now, it's nice and tam levgam, but I know that ultimately it's going to become lishvach. So do you say you're not even allowed to eat it now? Because I know ultimately it's going to become lishvach. So this is not considered levgam. What do you say? No, right now the shach says right now you're allowed to eat it. If you wait till it'll become lishvach, then it'll be yosef. But kolzman it's still livgam, it'll be mutter. So the prichadur shows that it doesn't make a difference whether it's ishbiach lebesav pogim pogim besav ishbiach. Either case, there's no bitul at all because by definition that's not. He holds that the pshat and this rule is has to be pogim betchila v'yatzof. If I know in advance that it's only going to be livgam betchila or only besav, that's by definition not called livgam. And the shach doesn't hold like this. Shach pound holds it two different dinim. If it's hishbiach for the b'soif poigim, that's the din of ein bitul alam tchilas ataruvus. That's why it's awesome. And if it's poigim b'soif hishbiach, so it was livgam. So what's wrong? Tchilas ataruvus, it was livgam. So the shach says anachanami. It's takemuta now. If and when it'll become the shvach later, then it'll become awesome. Because man, that it's still livgam, it'll be muta. So this really depends. Everything is rooted in this gemara. How do you read the gemara over here? The Shach in Yeridaya, in Simen, I think someone showed me Simen Tzadik Dalas, I forgot, Chof Gimel or something, quotes a Tshuvas Maharam Lublin, that this rule of Epshel Asochta Osir only applies by Basa B'cholov, okay, the original case, or the Shari Surim, Osir Chatich and the Sharis B'Yisura, if Chazer Chazer Shmaltz fell onto a chaticha, and originally it didn't have shishim. Then later on, I cooked the chaticha in a big pot of water, and the Chazer Shmaltz spread out. So now I do have shishim, as I say, it's osir. Efshe l'sochto osir, and l'chor it should be osir menatar. If it's osir by Baal Tzibuch ala menatar, it should be osir b'shar yisirim osir menatar, and mitra ele metchila sataruz. But what happens if you have some vegetables that became milchig or fleishig, because they had an asinus tam of cholav alone or basar alone, and then I cooked the vegetables in a big pot, and now the whole tam, much of the tam, spread out in the rest of the kedera, so now I have the right to assume that in the vegetable, I hardly have any tam. So now I have shishim against it. So the Shach quotes the Maharam Lublin, so the Shaila is the vegetable still treated as milchik or fleshik? Or do you say that that now that it no longer has the tam of the cholavin, the tam of the bas, it's no longer? So he quotes a Chuvas Maharam Lublin that you don't say Epshel Asochta Osir in such a situation. Why? He says, Pashit, why? What do you need bitl for? If it doesn't have any tam cholav, you don't need any bitl. We're talking about kosher milk. We're talking about kosher flesh. We're not talking about treif. The shayla is it considered fleshic potato or is it a parva potato? So it doesn't have any tam of cholav. So you have to come on to the din of bitl. We said that by basa b'cholav there's a machlekes harishayim. Whether you have to come on to bitl or not. If the cholav doesn't succeed in getting the sinas tam into the basar, so the taisvis and the rosh hold, you don't have to come on to any bitl. And that's where Rabbi Kevegra adopts that position. And the Aguda assumes that you need bitl. So this second interpretation in the Gemara of Efshe l'sochtos is only working on the assumption that you have to come on to bitl and you say, ain bitl ele mitchilas ataruvus. So true, the Aguda says that when chola falls into basa, you have to have bitl. But if chola falls into potato, and it became a milchik potato, so you're not allowed to cook it with flesh. But then I take the potato and I cook it in a big pot, and the tam of the chola dissipates. So what are you going to say? Ain't bitl, you don't need bitl. The Maram Lublin says you don't have to come on to bitl over here. If it doesn't have tam chola, it's not going to pose a problem later on. So he says that doesn't pose any problem. The only time you have a problem is if you're dealing with either with an Iser or with a Basa B'cholav, then it's a problem. As I mentioned, When we started Amanis, I mentioned that it's a machlekes hatanaim, but efshel l'sochta osa muta, and the machlekes harishanim had a paskin. So most of the rishanim paskin efshel l'sochta osa. Why? Because Rebbe made the compromise in the Gemara. Amar Rebbe, seven lines from the bottom of kuf ches and base. Basically, he's passing like Rabbi Yehuda that the Epshel Sochta was Asa. So the Ravid is the one reason that says no. He said the Ravid says we passing Epshel Sochta was Mutta. His Hasog on the Rama. Why? The Gemara only says Epshel Sochta. The whole Svar Epshel Sochta Asa is only if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda that Mimimimimimashu. If you deny Rabbi Yehuda's Klali, you hold Mimimimim is not Mimashu, so there's no room to say Epshel Sochta Asa. So it's a pella. What is my Yishmita Itzlasina? What has one got to do with the other? So I said in the beginning, when we get to the end, so we may be able to explain it. So I think perhaps that's where Rab Chaim talks about it. He breaks his head trying to figure out, what is the Rabbi talking about? Why is it totally Zebizer? Rab Chaim has a whole fantastic suggestion. So I thought maybe a little more down to earth. Maybe what the Rabbi means is the following. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have rules and regulations, a bittul. An einfach that he says mim mimino is b'mashu. Why should mim mimino be b'mashu? Acharam lahatas, who should have really been bottle. See, if it's a mim b'shein amino and it's nice and tam, so like the Shach always says, nice and tam is like nikar ho'iser. If I taste it, if I eat it, I'll taste the tam. So that's like nikar ho'iser. But if it's mim b'minoi and it's less than raiv, so it's it should be considered kimishaino. So we. Most of the Rishonim do not pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Ravid says, there are no formalities in Bittul Beroi. What do you mean? This is a formality. Ein Bittul Elam Tchilas HaTaruv. It's why Pesakzeres HaKasuv. It doesn't make any sense. Why should it be so? So he says, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that there are formalities in Hilchas Bittul, that there's a rule that Mim B'mino is B'mashahu, so once he said there are formalities, said then there's room to say there's another formality. But he says we don't accept Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. There is no such thing that bitl of an isel shenisar beheta depends on formalities. There are no formalities. If it's ain't a nice and tam, it's a bottle bereib. It's gone. It's not there. So it's kemisha eino. So why should it make a difference whether it's betchilas hataruvus or besof hataruvus? Take for example. In Yeridei it says, a few times in the Shulchan Aruch it says, that when an Issa falls into a heter, so it becomes bottled beroi, if it's in a nice and tam, provided it's noida hataruvis. You have to have yedias hataruvis. The Baal Ho'echel has to be aware that he has a problem on his hands. So before yedias hataruvis, there's no bittul. So what is the source of that idea, that you need yedias hataruvis? So the Vilna Goyen is mitzayin that the mocker is atosefta and trumas. That it says that trum is bottled b'meyo only after noida hataruvis. Before noida hataruvis is not bottled. So I was just thinking that tosefta in trumas is talking about truma that you need meyo. Bittel meyo by truma am assigned by all klakem is only with the rabbonim. That's a gemara in the end of nida. That's not a diminator. Okay, stam idea. That's only with the rabbonim. The gemara has an asmachta and a pasuk in the end of parsha shlach, in the parsha's koirach, but it's not a din deraisa. So, l'chore, that din, that by truma you need meya, even if it would have been a din deraisa, it doesn't make a difference whether it would have been deraisa or not, but that's a formality in Hilchas Bittul. So there it's shach to throw in another formality that you need yedias hataruvis. But let's say you're talking about a different case. Not talking about kloya kerma, you need masayim. You're not talking about truma, we need meya. We're talking about a plain isa, that it's saying an isa falls into heter, and it's ain't a nice and tam. I have a right heter against it and it's ain't a nice and tam. So maybe there are no formal rules and regulations that it's only bottle after yedias hataruvis. How did the Rishonim know? The Shulchan Aruch is quoting those. Not all the Rishonim agreed to that. Shulchan Aruch is quoting the Rashbam episode, Rabbi Natam, a group of Rishonim who insist that just like in the Tosefta and Trumas, that you say there's no bittle before yedias hataruvis, by Truma we need Meya. So too, by Tam Ki Iker, where you have Shishim, even after you have Shishim, by the Mim Shein Amin, you still have to have that it should be Noida HaTaruvis. And they have a lot of dina based on that assumption, that before Noida HaTaruvis, there's no Bittul. So one could think, so you can say like this Svara that I'm saying in the right. It could be that There are no formal rules and regulations. Why should you need Daira Taruvis? If it's Eina Nois and Tam, so goodbye. It's in the Miyut, and it's Eina Nois and Tam is not Nika, so it should be Mutter. Why should you insist on Yediyah? Maybe the only time you have such formal regulations is when you're talking about a formal Dina Bitl, where you need Meyer. That's a formality that you're going to require, like Rabbi Yudashita. The Mimim Minim Masha is a formality. It doesn't go normal. Common sense would dictate that it's in the Miyut, so it should be Bitl. So I thought maybe that's what the Rabbi is driving at. That if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that mim mina b'mashu, then it's shach to introduce other formal rules and regulations in Hilchas Bitl. For example, lein bitl ala matchila sataruv. But once you hold the like Rabbi Yehuda, that mim b'mina is also bottle b'roiv. So there are no formalities in Bitl. It's ain't a nice and tam. So it's bottle me'aylov. I thought maybe that's what the Rabbi is driving at. You have Shachan Yerideya has a machlokes harishonim, a machlokes achronim, regarding the requirement for shishim by lach belach by min b'minoi. Lach belach min b'minoi. We assume you only need shishim at the rabbanon. Lach belach min b'shein minoi is tam kiker. So we assume you need shishim at the Torah, tam kiker deraisa. Lach belach min b'minoi, you only need shishim at the rabbanon. So the Shach quotes a machlokes harishonim. Is that because of Xera Otto Mim Bishain Amina? That's the reason why. It's Xera Mim Bimino Otto Mim Bishain Amina. So is it that they treated Mim Bishain Mim Biminoi as if it would have been Mim Bimino? So we make believe as if the Tam is Nirgash. So it's not that that's a formality. Like you need Meyo by Truma, you need Masayim by Orla, Kloya Kerem, so you need Shishim by Mim Bimino. It's not a formality, you need Shishim by Mim Bimino. We treat the Mim Bimino as if, because of the Xera Otto Mim Bishain Amina, so we treat it as if the Tam is Nirgash. That's why. And the other opinion in Shach is no, that this is a formality, that the halacha requires shishim. It's not the reason why they introduced it is because of the gzera otam and mishein aminoi, but it's merely a formality. And the Shach has enough kamina when he gets to the din of chayz aminir and siman tzadik tes. He has a machlokes. But I thought over here perhaps that's the pshat in this rabbi. Yeah, but this suggestion. It should follow that you shouldn't, according to my logic, you Rishonim shouldn't have required Noida HaTaruvis by all other Isurim. Noida HaTaruvis, L'chor is a formality. That you say, like Ein Bitl Al Metchilas HaTaruvis, that is a formality. Bitl only works if you're aware that you have a problem on your hands, and then you say, well, why should it be so? So L'chor formalities can only be introduced if he's saying that Bitl B'roiv is a formal halacha. So that's according to Rabbi Yehuda, but according to the way we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, so you shouldn't really require, you should only require Neidah Taruvis by Meyah, by Masayim, maybe by Shishim, by Mimimino, Lach Balach, but by all other Bitulim, you really should never require Neidah Taruvis. So these are basically two totally different approaches in reading the Gemara. What's the Machlekes HaTanaim? What's the issue regarding Efshel HaSoch Tawas?